Boy, this is from a very authoritative source, it would seem, Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center in Toronto. They're basically saying that there's no difference between angioplasty and just taking the drugs alone.
That's right. This was a study looking at treating people with what's called stable angina, meaning that they're not having a heart attack and they're not having chest pain when they're just sitting and doing nothing, because those are unstable conditions. And where angioplasty has had a clear benefit of helping these people and using stents and helping these people for these acute conditions. What they were asking in this particular study was, how effective is angioplasty compared to using medications to control stable angina? The definition of stable angina or chest pain is when you get chest pain when you exert yourself, but the minute you stop, the pain goes away, as opposed to unstable angina, where when you're not doing anything, you get the chest pain, which indicates that the coronary arteries are so severely blocked that randomly you end up with less blood flow to the heart and you can't control that situation. So in this case, they looked at the angioplasty era and medications that were used over the span of about 19 years, from 1990 through to 2009, looking at 14 separate studies that included about 7,800 people. And they were looking at the chest pain relief using this particular procedure. And what they found is that in the first decade when angioplasty was used, it had a 3 times greater effect in terms of reducing chest pain compared to medications. But with the advent of new medications over the past decade or the present time up until now, that has evened out. In fact, the relief, chest pain relief in using medications improved over time and approaches that of using just angioplasty alone. So the conclusion based on this particular study is that because angioplasty, and again, it's not an either-or situation, because people who have stable angina are started on medications. It's not, oh, do we do medications or do we do angioplasty? The medications are started for everyone. Angioplasty is considered thereafter if there are some indications for it. And in Ontario, about half of all angioplasties are done on stable angina, and that has a significant cost. And also, again, you always have to evaluate whether the procedures that you're doing are providing the benefit that you assume that it's providing. And in this case, it seems to be an even effect for medications and angioplasty, and as well, there are some inherent risks of angioplasty. About a one in 2,000 risk of absolute risk of harm, which includes breaking the artery when you do the angioplasty and also potential stroke. So if medications work very well and we're looking to reduce risk, and we know that for stable angina it's equivalent, this moves things ahead. It gives people a choice and also a rethink a bit on treating people for this particular condition.
Right. Okay, and it's from Sunnybrook, right?
That's right, and the Institute for Clinical and Evaluative Sciences in Toronto Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center, and it's published in today's Annals of Internal Medicine.
Okay, and CanWest is running a story in the Citizen and a couple of other CanWest papers, too.
Exactly.